From Washington, this is VOA News. Palestinians devise a new strategy against Israel. Italy provides shelter for hundreds of migrants who had been stranded at sea. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. President Mahmoud Abbas has signed a Palestinian request to join the International Criminal Court. Palestinian officials see ICC membership as a way of bringing charges of war crimes against Israel. They took the action following their failure to get approval in the UN Security Council for a resolution that would have set a deadline for Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank. American Ambassador Samantha Power explained why the U.S. voted against the proposal.
We voted against this resolution not because we are indifferent to the daily hardships or the security threats endured by Palestinians and Israelis, but because we know that those hardships will not cease and those threats will not subside until the parties reach a comprehensive settlement achieved through negotiations.
Samantha Power. Officials in southern Italy scrambled today to provide shelter for hundreds of migrants found aboard a freighter left adrift at sea. Italian authorities took command of the vessel Tuesday night, guiding it to the port of Gallipoli. The Italian Red Cross retracted an earlier statement that four people had been found dead aboard the Moldovan-flagged Blue Sky M. More than 900 migrants were said to be aboard. Officials in Gambia say President Yahya Jammeh has returned to the country a day after an apparent coup attempt. The officials said Mr. Jammeh arrived back in Banjul today, though there was still conflicting reports about whether he had been in France or Dubai when the coup attempt took place. Security forces locked down the city and patrolled the streets after violence broke out at the presidential palace on Tuesday. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber has attacked a gathering of Shiite Houthi rebels in central Yemen, killing at least 23 people and wounding dozens. The blast happened today as people were celebrating the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad in the city of Ibb. The provincial governor was among those wounded in the attack. Stormy weather and high waves in the Java Sea are hampering efforts to learn what happened to an Air Asia jet that went down this week. Ron Corbin reports.
Heavy grey clouds and rain forced Indonesian rescuers to call off the search for the missing Air Asia Flight 8501, which went down Sunday over the Java Sea on a flight through severe monsoon storms. After the sighting of debris Tuesday, relatives of those on board had hoped for a quick recovery of bodies from the crash scene. Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency Chief Bambang Suluyistyo said weather was hampering recovery operation. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
People across the globe are celebrating the new year with huge fireworks displays. This was the sound a short time ago in the United Arab Emirates. The big celebrations began when a giant clock on Auckland, New Zealand's Skyland Sky Tower counted down the minutes until the new year, just before the fireworks launched from the tower. New York is the most prominent, has the most prominent New Year's celebration in the United States. New Yorkers will drop a crystal ball in Times Square at midnight, with several hundred people on hand to cheer the arrival of 2015. Several economic studies published today paint a mixed picture of the U.S. economy. The Labor Department says the number of people signing up for unemployment compensation rose in the United States last week. A report from the National Association of Realtors says the number of pending house sales improved slightly in November. And the Institute for Supply Management says business activity in the important Chicago area slowed noticeably but remains consistent with continued economic growth. The global population is expected to top more than 7.2 billion people on New Year's Day, according to the United States Census Bureau, for an increase of more than 1% over the same time last year. Meanwhile, the Bureau estimates there will be more than 320 million Americans. Worldwide, during January, the Bureau expects there will be 4.3 births and 1.8 deaths every second. The United States government says North Korea hacked into the corporate computers at Sony Pictures Entertainment and released a trove of information. But private investigators are now saying they believe the cybersecurity attack was launched by a disgruntled former worker at the company. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.